Your story is your testimony, not your identity. Shift your mindset, elevate your perspective, become who God called you to be. This is the journey of you. Welcome to the journey of you, the place where faith meets growth and where courage rises to rewrite the stories that once tried to define you. I'm your host, Tonya D. Bennis, coach, author, communicator, and a companion on this path of becoming, committed to helping you step fully into your God-given identity. Each week, we slow down long enough to hear what heaven is whispering. Together, we peel back the doubts, the old labels, and the limits that life tried to place on you. Here, you learn to shift your mindset and elevate your perspective so you can walk heart first into purpose, clarity, and the kind of confidence that is birthed from truth, not tension or trauma. This is your invitation to breathe deeper, think higher, and see yourself the way God sees you, loved, called, and full of possibility. So wherever you are, settle in. Your journey is unfolding, and you don't have to walk it alone.
Good morning, Journey of You family. How are y'all doing today? How's everybody feeling? I am talking to you today about the importance of decluttering and simplifying your life. And you're probably like, oh my gosh, I don't want to talk about this. I love keeping all my stuff. Guilty, I can relate. I think my biggest hurdle right now is probably the garage. We have a two-car garage and we're not able to park any vehicles in it because we have so many things in it. I mean, there's bikes, of course, there's your usual lawn stuff, you know, pressure washer. There's a couple of, what do you call those? Oh, shop vacs. I couldn't think of it. Shop vacs, a lawnmower, things like that that are in there. But then there's also boxes that we probably moved around a couple of times. And it's like, oh, as soon as I find a spot for that, you know, then I'll unpack that box. Or it's like, I have all the cards I've ever been given. I really like greeting cards and like letters, handwritten letters. And so I always save them. I don't know. It's the sentimental value. And so I keep them. And with my cards, I'm like, oh, one day I'm going to put them in my scrap. Well, I have Ziploc bags full of cards. They have not made it in a scrapbook yet, but I could go straight to that, you know, pile of cards if I needed to. And so anyway, there's things like that or scrap pieces of wood for like DIY projects or things that I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm not using it for like its intended purpose right now, but eventually I'm going to upcycle it and make something great out of it. And so I keep like the scraps of wood or maybe there's a table I found or just stuff like that of like I want to give it a second life. I just haven't done it yet, but it's like, I feel like as soon as I give it away, then it's, you know, there's going to be that idea of what I could do with it. Case in point, I used to collect jars and I mean, all kinds of jars. And it wasn't even specific mason jars. It was like a salsa jar or a nacho cheese jar. And I always kept the lids because it was like, there are several of them. If you go in the garage right now, you'll see that have bolts in them. Or washers or screws. And so it was really great for organization. You peel the label off and put your own label on. And so anyway, I had hundreds of them. I mean, literally. And one day my friend was just like, why do you keep holding on to these? Have you moved them already? I said, yeah, I moved them once already. She was like, well, why do you still have them? I said, because there's going to come a day that I'm going to be like, oh my goodness, I can use this for these jars. And I did come up with lots of uses for them. But not like all 200. And every time I opened a jar to use it for something to cook with or whatever, as soon as it was empty, I rinsed it out and I use it for like the pickle jar. It's really great for holding pencils and pens. And so I still have a couple of those full of pencils and pens. But I will say that one day I was in the garage and I was just like, okay, I need to make some progress. What do I do first? And so I started with those jars. And yeah, I had a few boxes full of them. And it was very hard to start just dumping them all in the trash, but I did it. And I kid you not, that was on like a Saturday morning. By Sunday night, it was in the summertime, and my friend's son's birthday was coming up. And she had this great idea that she pulled from Pinterest to line the walkway leading up to their door or up their driveway with jars with floating candles in them, just kind of for ambiance. And she called and was like, hey, do you have any more jars? And I just cracked up laughing. I said, no, you told me I needed to let them go. And so I just let them go yesterday. And they were all cracked and smashed in the trash can. And the trash might have already been picked up by then. And so it was like, I don't have Not one single one. And she was like, man, I said, see, I knew I was holding on to them for but I no longer had them. And I said, as soon as I give it away, then it's like, boom, there comes that thing of, oh, you could have done this, or hey, do you have this? So anyway, but it was taking up a lot of much needed space. And so I freed up a lot of shelf space in the garage, and that helped. I immediately started to feel like, oh, it was kind of like, oh, I don't want to get rid of them in case I need them. But at the same time, it was like, I haven't used them yet. Let go. If you need them in the future, you'll be able to get them, or you can just go buy mason jars, whatever, so on and so forth. And so then I was like, okay, well, what else can I clean? Well, at that time, I was spending a lot of time in my home office, and it was like, it was kind of a multi-purpose office because any work that I did in there. If I was writing for a book, I did it in there. If I was, working on a real estate contract or searching for houses for a client, I did it in there. If I was working in my full-time job, I did it from there. If there was an art and craft I wanted to work on, or a sign that I wanted to make, or anything along those lines, I did it all in there. And so I housed the stuff for each one of those things in there. And I have quite a few things in terms of stencils and pencils and colored pencils, markers, all this stuff. But it doesn't all have a place. And the first thing I did in that room was build the shelves that you guys usually see behind me when I'm down in the office. And I put up all my books and like knickknacks. But everything that I need in terms of supplies did not have a set place to go. And I went through a few different variations in the office trying to figure out a way to house everything in that one room to be my like creative room of where this is like where I'm inspired. It's also where I work, where I get to do the things that I love to do. But it didn't always work out that way, in terms of having a place to put everything. And so sometimes I would pull everything out in the hopes of like getting everything completely dressed right, dressed and organized. But then either my shelves, my bottom cabinets weren't set up for what I wanted. And so I'd rip them out to recreate something else. And there were times that it would become overwhelming because I was surrounded by so much stuff. And so then when I did sit down to do actual focus work, it was hard to focus because there was so much clutter around me. There were too many things that were vying for my attention that it was like, I need to get that done. I need to do that. I need to do that. But I didn't have time to do it because I needed to focus on exactly what I was doing right then, or if it was during business hours and I needed to be getting my full-time job stuff done. So it made it difficult to be productive and to move forward. And oftentimes it's that same way in life. In our mind, we've got all these thoughts that are coming, and we need to be focused on the work we're doing right now. But thought after thought after thought after thought is vying for our focus and attention. And one thought leads to another thought, leads to another, and all of a sudden we're spiraling, and we're not making the productivity that we need to. We're not able to focus in the way that we need to, but it's because we need to declutter. And so just those few boxes of jars and the random ones I had sitting all around different spots in the garage, when I moved that out, it was like, okay, let's go to the next thing. I have two trash cans outside. I filled up both of them that day, and it was very freeing. And even though I looked at the garage, it was like, man, I still have a long way to go. It was like, but look how much stuff I got rid of. And that was kind of like weight lifted, like literally, because it was less stuff that I was going to have to go through or, move around or whatever. It wasn't in the way anymore. And so I just kept going little by little. Well, then it was like, okay, let's tackle the office. What of this stuff do I need to keep? What can I let go of? What can I give away, throw away, so on and so forth? And I started to do that until I got the office to a point that it was like, now it's manageable. And I can go in and actually get things done and be more efficient and productive. And so look at the areas in your life. Where do you spend most of your time? Maybe you have, your own cubicle or you're in an office, at the place that you work, and you're trying to figure out, what do I do, or where will I go? What do I need to get done next? Just start. Maybe it's your file cabinet. You might have a stack of papers that you're like, oh, I need to file that. You could run it all through the scanner and be able to file it electronically on your computer so that we have access to it no matter, what. And then you can put it down in an archive drawer or something like that, so you don't have to physically file each paper, but you know where to get to it. If there's, you've got two staplers or two things of tape. Like I had two laminating machines. Okay, I don't need two. I could give one away. Which is the better of the two? Okay, let me give one away. Things like that. And so where can you purge and let go in order to make it not be so overwhelming? Because aside from my garage and my office, the next one for me was my closet. Now, I grew up a military brat, and so everything had a place and had to be dressed right dressed. And that's how I usually keep it. But then there are some times that I come and I don't immediately hang up something that I took off. Or, I've done a little laundry and I've put away all the stuff that goes in the drawer, but there's maybe five or six things I need to hang up. And I'm just like, I'll sit on the chair, I'll get to it in a minute. And I go to do the next most pressing thing or whatever. Next thing I know, I've done that a few times, and now there's like 30 items that need to be hung up. They're all on the chair, but I can't even sit in the chair when I come into my prayer closet because it's full of clothes. And it was just like, okay, this is overwhelming. Every time I come in here, I like need to get it back organized. And so I did that. I just picked the day and was like, I'm not going to focus on anything else. I'm just going to make this work. And when I did it, it was like, okay. I walked out of my closet, and in the bedroom, I had a couple different spots where I'd sit down and done like little arts and crafts or things like that. Man, I still had the supplies right there. The supplies are what messed me up every time. And so it was like, I've got to get these out of the way. And so I did. I took them back, downstairs and put them in the place they belong so that my room could be clean each time I walked in. And so the more and more that I saw it that way, the more it was like I was motivated to keep it that way. And so that's what I want you to focus on today is how can you declutter those areas in your life so that you're able to be more productive and focus and concentrate in the ways that you need to do. And so whether you start with your office or you start with your closet, maybe it's your bathroom, whatever it is that you need to do, then you can do that. You focus on those things and you're able to do that. And so that's what I want you to be thinking about this week is where can you declutter and where can you focus to be able to move forward and make that productivity in your life. Because I'm telling you, when your mind is cluttered, when your space is physically cluttered, it affects your mind too. It affects your mood, and you're like, you're down, you're overwhelmed, you're anxious. It's hard for you to determine which way you want to go next. But when things around you are organized and everything is in its place, then you can keep moving forward and do the things that you need to do. So that's what I want you to work on this week. Just pick one area. And I'm not telling you that it has to be completely spotless, that every single thing has to be put in the way. Like you can see the shelf behind me. Like I have my books that are right there. Now it's a few books, but it's not too many. It's not overwhelming. But I had several things on the shelf that I was like, well, I want this, I want this. But it was too much. And so it was like, okay, let's simplify. Let's make it more minimal and see what I can do from there. And so that's what I did. I was able to simplify it and make it where it was easier to one, look at and not be overwhelmed and looking at it, but two, where it wasn't too much on the shelf, where it's kind of like overtaking. You can't really enjoy what's on it because there's too much. And so think of those areas in your life that you can have that order that will free you up physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, to be able to concentrate and focus on the things that you need to do today and this week. So I'd love to talk more about it. Please feel free to reach out. Let's talk about it in the comments so that I can help you with it, because I promise you it is very freeing, but it starts with decluttering. And I don't just mean, okay, figuring out how to get everything out of your mind in your physical space, because that will free you up. It honestly will help you to feel better. One, because you can check off that, man, I did that. And so then it's releasing those endorphins, and then you're excited, and then you're off to the next thing. Then you just have to maintain it. But it's starting and taking the first step that's going to be key. And then just keep doing it consistently. Okay. So I'd love to talk more about it in the comments below. Wishing you all the best this week. Remember, this is your journey, it's where your life begins.
Thanks for being here on the journey of you. If this episode blessed you, take a moment to connect with me, whether through email, Substack, or the contact page at tonydbennis.com. I'd love to walk alongside you with encouragement and truth for your journey. Until we meet again, stay rooted in faith, anchored in purpose, and bold in who you are becoming.